Things are going on in our hearts and our minds right now. And I just ask that you help us to harness that in a way that we know will ultimately edify other women who want to know more about godly living despite mistakes, despite the common pitfalls that we fall into. They really have a hunger to know. And I thank you that I have Lainey here, who has avoided many of them, but even though she's not perfect, she's willing to share just the ways in which you've kept her all of these years, and she's willing to share what's on her heart and what's on her mind. And I pray, Lord, that you calm her nerves and you allow her to be calm, and you just allow the Spirit to rest in both of our hearts and guide us in the questions and the responses. And we ask that you make them ones that will be well thought out and that will be Spirit-filled and will come straight from our hearts. And I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do, and I pray that what we say really rests on the hearts of women who hear it and that they feel convicted, not just to fashion themselves after a certain person, but to want to know more about you so that they become attracted to the men that we know that you have for them. Yes. All of these things we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, Lainey, I talked to you a little bit before we started recording about how, you know, a lot of psychology focuses on what you believe about the world, what you believe about yourself, your family, life in general, and everything including God. So one of the things that I thought about today as I thought about you in our upcoming interview is, gee, I wonder what she thought. You know, what obviously you had and still have a biblical worldview, but what was going on in your mind that that you believed and strongly believed that allows you to make the decision that you would wait until marriage before you had sex? Because you know a lot of us don't, even Christians who understand that part of the Bible. So if you could share, you know, what your belief system is, and maybe if it was a certain situation or people that you had in your life that influenced that, that would be awesome.
Okay, absolutely. Well, to be honest, in the beginning, as a young girl, I didn't want to have sex out of fear. It wasn't because of the fear of God. It was just the fear of doing it. And I had a lot of friends that were doing it, and I saw, and the end result was heartbreak, and because they didn't stay together, and it was just not what they expected. And, you know, you see things on TV and in movies, and you think it's going to be like that, I guess, as a teenager. And when it happened for them, it wasn't like that, and it, you know, broke their heart. So I was like, my God, I do not want to be in that situation. So first it was just the fear of actually doing it and getting myself with somebody and doing it. And then as I got older and, you know, got saved and start, you know, reading the Word and people telling me about what the Bible says about, you know, keeping yourself for marriage, I was thinking, like, this is something special. This is a gift. And what greatest thing I can give my husband is such a gift as my virginity. So then it became that. And, you know, obviously, you know, when you become a saved person, you have that kind of the fear of the Lord. You're like, you don't want to disappoint him in doing something that you know you're not supposed to be doing. And then it became that as well. Like, I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to give this special thing up to just any old person. I want to give this to somebody special as well, and that person would be my husband. So that, you know, there are a few things that made me want to keep myself, and those were those things.
Okay. And then I'm curious, too, as to how you viewed yourself, you know, and you said that it was a great gift to give your husband. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I listening to that, I know to me it's clear that you knew that there was worth and value in giving your virginity to the right person. And in our instance, you know, from a biblical worldview, it would be your husband. But how did you feel about yourself? Like, how would you say that your self-esteem was? Like, how, what are the types of things that you thought about yourself that also convicted you to keep that standard?
You know, I would be lying if I said I always had high self-esteem because I didn't. And growing up as a teen, I would say I had low self-esteem. I did not feel like I was pretty enough, because I was viewed as, my husband teases me about this all the time, but I was viewed as one of the homeboys because I was an athlete. I was into basketball and other sports, and I wasn't, girly or anything like that. So I didn't have very high self-esteem in that aspect, how I looked or anything like that. I knew I was a good person, but I didn't, you know, think that I just didn't have that esteem that I should have had. But as I grew in the faith, I think that's when my self-esteem about myself and who I am and who I belong to, that's when I became, I guess, just starting to love myself for who I was and not having to have anybody validate that, just loving me for me despite my flaws or anything else. I just, you know, growing in the faith, I just started to love me for me and because of who I belong to, which is, but I don't know, it was hard. It was hard growing up, but I just think all along it was just God kept me and kept my body and kept my mind through my little, you know, not liking myself and all that stuff. But as I got older and as I grew in the faith, I started to love myself more and just loving me for me and not worrying about who other people say I was or who I'm supposed to be according to what they, you know, what they think. So.
And, you know, Lainey, I'll share with you till, you know, later, but I had struggles with self-esteem as well. Mm-hmm. But those led me to make the opposite choice of what you mean. Now, granted, you know, I wasn't in high school, you know, sleeping around or, you know, having different boyfriends. But as an adult, those struggles that I had were never resolved, and they led me to make the wrong choices and the few guys that I actually did date. You know, so I think that what you went through was common for adolescents, because even if they do have model looks, they're still thinking that people are looking at them, dissecting something apart, and, you know, whether they are or not, I think that part is fairly common. So I wanted to share that with you, you know, because it you weren't alone in that. I struggle with that, too, because, like,
oh, my goodness. I guess it still brings tears to this day because I'm like, oh, my God. I just knew it was only God. And thank you for sharing that part of your story about you choosing the opposite route when you don't feel that good about yourself, because that happens a lot, too. But I just, oh, my gosh. Like I said, I just knew it was God that just kept me from making that mistake of saying, you know, well, let me have somebody validate my beauty or whatever the case may be by letting them do, you know. So, oh my goodness. But it still kind of hurts to say, you know, I'm a little bit over it. But sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, wow, why did I not think that I was beautiful? Why did I not think that I was all that God said that I was, you know, or that I am? But.
And you are. You know, and I was thinking, listening to you and Dion, I was like, I can see why she loves him. And then I thought, I can see why he loves her, like both inside and out. And I just was like, it only was God. And I think, you know, like how you were saying, how you said you finally came to the point where you realized who you were in Christ, that was when, you know, you finally started to be settled about who you were, what you looked like, and what you had to offer the world. And that's true. And I know that my point for that came later in life, but it's almost like when it comes later, it's like you're determined to make up for lost time. You're like, I'm going to get this right. Because I know that that's where I am. You know, I'm like, I don't care what you have to say by. Like, I like it.
That's right.
And that's all there is to this story.
That's right.
Yeah. So now I'm also curious, Lainey, you know, what you thought about men, you know, because you mentioned that I think you kind of alluded to it maybe when you were saying that you saw how your friends got involved with the wrong guy, Mm-hmm. But and you know, it seemed like you knew that you wanted something different.
Right.
But what did you think about men? Like, did you what were your role models like? And a lot of people think that it automatically has to be a father or family member.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't, have someone who was, then that's okay too, because everybody's different and we grow up differently. But what was your general opinion of men that may have played a part in you choosing to save yourself for marriage?
Well, I'll see the tape took. I didn't have a lot of examples, and I definitely didn't have my father as an example. He was not a very good example of what I wanted in a man. So I think I used what I saw around me to see what I didn't want in a man. I didn't want somebody who would verbally abuse me, physically abuse me, that didn't take care of home, that ran around whenever he wanted to. I looked at those examples that I saw around me and said, that's what I don't want. So me not having that example wasn't all that bad because I saw what I saw, but it made me say, I want something different. I don't want what I'm seeing, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. And I think a lot of people think that they had to have had that modeled at some point in their life in order to know. But I'm thankful for, you sharing that because I think it gives us ammunition to tell other women, not to say, it's no excuse for you to make the mistake that you make, but to say, that's how the enemy gets you. You know, he makes you think that you had to have certain things lined up just so in order for you to have something better. And that's not true.
Right,
sometimes you could have the worst of the worst prior to getting to it, but somehow you come out unscathed and you say, I don't care. I don't want the same thing, and I don't have to have it. I made I call it an executive decision. I'm going to have something different, So I'm glad that you shared that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm wondering, too, if at any point you probably heard women say, well, God told me, my husband, and I cringe when I hear that. I do.
Yeah.
I do because I'm wondering, was it really God, or was it just your heart's desire, maybe crying out to God, So, if so, okay, I accept it. But I feel like we kind of get ahead of ourselves, and we really don't wait for God to tell us stuff, So, maybe at any point, did you ever feel that marriage was for you, or that God did have a husband for you?
Well, I'm not going to say that. God told me Dion was my husband. I'm not going to say that because I'll be lying. But I think it's more so how our relationship started and how it progressed from there. I think he told you in a previous interview that he got out of the military when we were only dating for like a month or two. And instead of him saying, okay, it was nice knowing you, I'm going to go back to what I know. I'm going to go back to my hometown. And he's from Texas. So for a Texan to not go back to Texas, that was a big deal. I'm like, oh, my God. But he didn't go back to Texas. He didn't go back to what he knew. He decided to stay in Georgia. He got a roommate and got a job and started going to school. Like, he just started building a whole new life just because we had met and we had started something and he wanted to see where it went. And I felt like that was an act of love, even though I wouldn't say we were so lovey-dovey, we just started dating, but I would think that was some kind of act of love on his part, or him knowing, because he says that guys know fairly early, if they're going to marry a girl or if it's going to be a long-term thing or whatever. So maybe he knew and I didn't know, but he stayed, and that spoke volumes to me that he would do that. So I think that was one of the main things early in our relationship that told me, there's something about this guy, that you need to continue with.
And so when you were younger, did you ever feel at one point that, you know, well, I know that I want to be married?
I don't want to say every girl, but I always thought that, you know, I wanted to get married. Did I think I would get married as young as I did? No. But I always felt like maybe when I'm 30 or 4, I don't know, 35,
right.
40, I would get married. But not as young as I did, though. But I saw myself getting married, eventually in life. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something that I wonder about, too. Because I remember something that I have shared a couple of times is I remember I had a moment of clarity at 17. And I remember I was in the car. My mother was about to drop me off at school. And I turned to her and I looked her dead in her face and I said, I want to be a virgin when I get married. And she just looked at me as if to say, like, okay, Afi, what are you talking about? Why are you telling me this now? And can we just talk about this later? I will never forget that. I don't know where it came from.
Wow.
I don't know why I said it then, but and it wasn't necessarily like, well, I just have to be married, but I just,
right.
I was like, I guess I thought if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me to do it at that age, I couldn't understand it, but maybe maybe your spirit sometimes, I guess, wants something that you can't really make sense of. Like, I think I did want to be married, but it wasn't like, it just has to be, like, you know. So I didn't know when. I didn't know who it was going to be. But I was just like, you know, if I want to do it, I want to do it that way. And, of course, it won't happen that way. But I'm committed back now. And, you know, that's kind of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So, I was wondering if maybe you had, you know, like an inkling or anything like that at any point in your life. Yeah, I do want to be married. And when I do, you know, that's the way that I want to do it.
Yeah, I like I said, after I got saved and really started knowing why I wanted to save my virginity, not just because of fear of doing it, but, you know, wanting to save myself for that special person, for that special guy, I knew after that I was going to save myself in marriage. I didn't see myself, and I had a boyfriend before Dion. I dated someone before Dion, and thank God I didn't work. But anyway, and I told him, too, like, when we were dating, I'm a virgin. I'm not doing that. I'm not having sex before. I'm married. So I think that stuck with me. Like, I am going to wait no matter what. And like I told you in the last interview, dating Dion, it was extremely hard for me to, like I said, I had my weak moments of where I'm like, okay, let's just do it because I love you. We're going to get married anyway. Let's just do it. But like I said, in my weak moments, he was the stronger one. And then when he had weak moments, I was the stronger one. So I think when you do get into a relationship and it's progressing and it's on that way to, marriage, both of you have that agreement or that, like, you know, we're going to progress and we're not just going to be dating just a date, that we are actually going to marry, you know. I think you both have that commitment, if you both want it, that we're going to, you know, we're going to commit ourselves to not have sex before marriage. I think you can do it just like, prayerfully that, you know, when you have a weak moment, he won't be as weak. And then when he has a weak moment, you won't be as weak, so you can keep each other. Keep each other together. But it's doable. It's doable. And both of you guys are on the same page.
Yeah, if you both decide early on.
Right.
And that's
right.
What I'm seeing with you two is that you made a decision. You made a decision that you were going to keep God's standard. It wasn't your standard. It was God's standard. And I think that's another trap that single women often fall into, is they make all these different rules when at the end of the day, if you think about it, their rules, and even when they think about preferences and men that they want, those things don't have any bearing on a godly marriage.
Right.
You know, but you deciding that you were going to do that for marriage, I think that that's an act that shows that you put God first no matter what, and then you're willing to apply the rest of his principles not only to yourself but to your marriage. You know, I think a lot of people think, well, why does it even matter if you do that? Because it matters to God. First,
exactly.
And then two, it affects you actually more than it affects God, which is why he told you not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people just say completely, miss that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, and a couple of other things, rather, that I noticed with you guys is that you complimented each other in a lot of ways. Even though Dion said that you guys were almost opposites in some ways, you complimented each other. You know, it's like you both, even though, you know, he wasn't looking to get married, he recognized your work as a woman and said, okay, well, I can go two ways. And he decided to stay, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, and you just kind of, you allowed that, or you allowed yourself to observe, you know, what he was willing to do in order for you guys to stay together. And I think that that almost made me cry when I heard about it. Because I just was like, oh, my God. You know, and I was just like, this woman and this man just came together and made the commitment.
Yeah.
You know, and he did it so early on. That's what that's what amazed me. It was so early. It was so early, Lanny. Oh, my gosh. Like, I could tell you story after story of women who say that it's like they dated a guy for 3 or 4 years, and then it's like all of a sudden they break up, and then before they know it, he's moved on to somebody else.
Mm.
You know,
oh,
and I'm just like, that's why I'm just like, you know, guys know. They know early on. So it's like if you have to have that talk, quote unquote, after like 6 months or a year.
Yeah, girl,
No. So, and, you know, that makes me wonder, too. Like, what are some of the things, what are maybe some of the clues that you noticed in his interactions or maybe his conversations with you that let you know that he was serious about you?
I would say that we talked in our relationship about our future, even though we didn't know, like, early on that, okay, we're going to get married during this time, whatever, whatever. We just let it flow and let it go like it was supposed to go. Just let it flow naturally. And then, you know, a few months, I'll say maybe 6 months in, 6 or 7 months in, we started, like, just talking about our future, and I saw that he had a plan. Like, he had a vision of what he wanted in life, and I found that very attractive for a man to know what he wants to do and not only know what he wants to do but have, like, steps to get there and actually start taking those steps and not just say, this is what I want to do, and then that's it. So I think his natural leader. He is hilarious. He's fine, of course. he's just a lot of things that I'm like, wow, this is a really good guy. And and I also found I'm going to say this. A lot of men that I know, they don't only have eyes for their women, and especially young guys, they think that they can, you know, dibble dabble and whatever and do their thing or whatever. But Dion was not that. Like, he was just a different kind of breed or something. I don't know. He only had eyes for me, and I knew that. You know, I knew he wouldn't do me like that, and he knew that I wouldn't do him like that. So it was just a lot of things I saw in him that just drew my heart to him, and I don't know, I just loved him early, like early on, like in a relationship. And people often ask me, like, how do you know, or when did you know? And I just say, I just knew, and it wasn't just me wanting it. It wasn't me just saying, yeah, this is it, or whatever. It was a genuine, I know this is the man for me. I know I can feel it in my heart, and it's not just my flesh saying that and not my head saying that, but it was my heart saying that he was the one.
Yeah. I remember one time, Lainey, and I told you guys from the get-go, like, I would just sit and watch you guys sometimes. Not like, you know, in a crazy kind of way, but, you know, you just notice different things. And I think maybe at that time, I noticed you guys so much because I think God was dealing with me in terms of, like, some of the beliefs that I had about myself at the time you know, when it came to, like, worthiness for that type of relationship. Like, God really, really had to deal with me about that. And it was almost like he was lining up different couples who were examples of what you should look for. You know what I mean? And it's like I didn't talk to him. Like, I was just like, okay, whatever. But you guys, it was like he just kept putting you guys in front of my face like a revolving door. And I said, there's got to be something to this. So I just, you know, I just sat and watched you guys sometimes. And I remember one Sunday, I think he had come in before you, and he said, he was like, hey, how y'all doing? And he spoke. And then he turned around and looked at the door, and he waited for you to come in and had the door open and propped open. And I think you took your umbrella and took your purse, and then you guys went inside. I said, oh, my God. I don't know why. That just, like, affected me the way that it did. But I was like, oh, my God. And then Ms. Connie was standing. I think you remember Connie Turner, right?
Yes, I do.
She was standing there, and she saw it, too. She was like, that's why I see. God's going to send you a man, and he's going to love you just, I said, okay. But it was amazing to see that. It was amazing to see that, because you're right, it is different from, you know, what you normally do see. So, yeah.
He is definitely, I thank God for him. I don't know if people think I boast about him or brag. I don't think it's that. I'm just thanking God for man, that kind of man that he gave me, because Dion is very much so a gentleman, and he's not just that in public, but he's that behind closed doors as well. He's a sweetie pie. He's not perfect, but, you know, he has so much to offer, and he has so many great characteristics that, you know, those, you know, a few things that, you know, that we all fall down in whatever area, that the good that he does, it outweighs all, you know, the rest of that stuff. So he's a good guy. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, definitely. So then, if you had to tell a woman who was still single the types of traits that she should look for in a man early on, you know, because you mentioned basically, like, I would call it faithfulness. Like, he focused on you and you only. Like, he didn't have wandering eyes. And I think that is a sign of somebody who will eventually stray, because you look before you leap, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, but
yes,
I think that's faithfulness, you know?
Yes.
And then it's like he respects you as a woman. Like, he respected your standard. He respected God's standard. And he saw your value. And he embraced, you know, his role as a leader to you, you know, in your family unit. So what other types of characteristics do you think maybe early on would you say that a woman should look for in a man to kind of know, okay, well, I'm wasting my time, or maybe he'd be better suited as a friend, or, you know, maybe there's something here and we should just kind of see how things go.
Wow, that's a good question, Afi. I think, I mean, you mentioned a lot of it. You know, if he's a leader, you know, if he respects you and respects your whatever you bring to the relationship. I think another one is if he's humble. If he's a prideful person, they're not willing to learn nothing from nobody. What they think is what is, and that's it. And I think that if he's a humble person, that's also a great characteristic. If he's willing to work, if he has a plan for his life and you guys' life together, that's a good character. If you're dating this person and you know you want marriage, if you guys are talking about your future, if he has a plan and willing to take steps to make that plan come to fruition, then that's a good sign of somebody who you may want to continue with in a relationship.
Okay.
Oh, another thing, too, that I see a lot of issues with is if that man is, I don't know if it's stuck on his mom or sister. Like, that one thing is, like, I don't know. I see that a lot, where the man is, like, his mom is kind of like his girlfriend or something. I don't know. And that was not the case with Dion, thank God, because then I think with that type of relationship, it seemed like you're like competing with the mom, and then he feels like he has to, you know, well, that's my mom, you know, she birthed me, she raised me, like, it's like a competition type thing. So if that person is like, I mean, you love your mom, but the Bible says, you know, when you cleave to your wife and leave your father and your mother behind, that doesn't mean that you don't love them. I mean you love them,
right.
But your wife, the person who you're with, you're spending the rest of your life with, she takes precedence. She is number one in your relationship. So
that's true. That's a good one. And I think like a lot of men miss out on women who would be perfect for them because their mom is in their ear, like kind of dictating, you know, like we see it in movies. You know, I know that you can't really base everything that you see off movies, but it's true. It's true. Like, I've seen it, and it just, I don't get it, you know, but I think you're right. It's like... But yeah, I think that you're right, and it's like, if you can't, like I guess, cut the umbilical cord, so to speak, how can you take your role as a leader of the family, you know?
Right.
So it's like, really, you should be getting that guidance from God, not your parents. Like, you kind of got to learn how to do that at some point, those are good. Those are good. And I love that they were all, like, inner qualities.
Yes.
Or, like, eternal qualities, maybe, and not, like, flesh.
Right.
So I like that. Those are – and, you know, you did mention that he was attracted to you, and, you know, you like this personality and sense of humor. But I think that that's kind of what we normally go for. We kind of don't really know what else to judge a person – or not judge, but to look at to see, you know, if he might be a good fit.
Another thing as well is if that man is – not saved and you're saved, is he looking to build a relationship with God, or is he kind of like, well, that's your thing and I'm going to continue to do my thing? Like, is he trying to build a relationship with God as well, or is he, you know, not interested at all? And I think that was a big sign for me that, you know, I told you earlier that when we were dating, he wasn't in the church and everything. And as our relationship progressed, he started to get into the church. And that was a big sign to me that, you know, he is trying, and this is something that's becoming important to him as well, because it's important to me. And then now it's important to him because he's building his personal relationship with God, you know, on his own. So that was a big thing to me as well.
That's good, because that was definitely, like, at some point a question that I had was how you, I guess, kind of maybe reconcile the fact that you knew that, you know, because the scripture says unbelievers shouldn't be unequally yoked with believers. So, I was kind of, I was thinking, how did you reconcile that with meeting someone who, he was a believer, but he wasn't active in growing his faith. So, so I think it seems like you're saying that the biggest sign is he willing to take that next step and say, okay, I do need God. I do need to have a relationship with him on my own accord and not just, kind of treat that as something separate from our relationship.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.